Lines Bookmarks. I'm one of your hosts, James Aquino. With me as always is the fabulous Jared Quinn.
Okay.
Today we're reading Cormac McCarthy's The Road, 2005.
Is he Irish or is he Scottish?
I'm going to guess Irish.
I'm going to guess Irish.
Could be wrong, but anyways. So
I'm going to guess Scottish.
All right, we'll look it up after. Later, a little okay. Fun trivia. And it's like, oh, he's just American.
He's just American.
So anyways, Jared, The Road.
We did it. It was an easy read.
It was a fast read. We chose this one kind of because it was it's inspired one of our favorite video games, I think. The Last of Us by Naughty Dog Studios. That came out in, what, 2013? Yeah. This book came out in 2005, 2006. And it won the Pulitzer Prize, actually, award for best fiction. So, Jared, I want to get your overall thoughts about this book.
This was a depressing book.
Yeah.
It's depressing. It was very nihilistic, I felt. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe, I don't know what your opinions are yet, but my opinion was, I enjoy this. Like, it's keeping my attention. It's written really well. There's a lot of just really great, you know, passages and the way things are, pictures are painted. Really good. But I'm like, but also it did feel very much to me like, okay, like, I got it. You know what I mean? Like, I felt kind of like the whole time I was like, I get it. Cool. And I didn't feel like I got this, you know, by the end of the book that I get this, like, this really impactful punch where I'm like, yeah, that's going to stick with me.
Right.
Maybe I'm not smart enough. But I felt very much like, I got it. Everything sucks. No hope. Cool. Maybe that's just not my personality for, you know, a story where I really like these, like, you know, really nihilistic, everything's hopeless stories, but
yeah,
because it's not even like it felt like, I guess I don't know, I guess some people like that where it's like there is no hope but you keep on fighting, but I didn't really even know what they were fighting for other than to live longer.
It didn't
feel like you're up against it, against some sort of horrible regime, or, you know, it didn't feel like, you know, okay,
there's really no antagonist.
Yeah, just the human condition is the antagonist.
Right. Yeah, man versus man. Right?
Yeah. Like, other than this, there was this idea of, like, we're better than the others, but we're also willing to do bad things, too. You know?
They painted a line where, like, there was a moral line they weren't going to cross, but it's like, but you're still doing bad stuff, too.
Yeah, it was so, like, they didn't do as many bad things, but...
Definitely.
It was just very, like... I got it. Everything's hopeless. Cool.
Yeah, it was almost the first, like, 50 pages. You're like, okay. Like, I don't need to read the rest of this, because you got the gist.
And I kind of felt away by the end. I'm like, all right, that was, like, enjoyable, but it just felt like didn't really go anywhere I didn't think it wouldn't go.
Okay. All right.
How about you? What did you think?
So, yeah, I am very torn in this book. I did enjoy it, reading it. It was very fast read. I almost read it in one sitting. It was like three sittings. Very fast. Read in like a weekend. I appreciate it for that. It had my attention when I read it. I wasn't bored. But I'm torn because it just felt like, again, there wasn't enough there for me to hold on to. And a big part of that is because they don't give the characters names.
Yep.
And that really bothered me, and I don't think it should, because you're like, it's like an avatar. You could just pretend that you're those characters. What would you do in that situation? I think that's what this book is trying to do, a lot of it, is like, how would you react and how would you feel if this was, like, the end of the world?
Yeah.
Like, how would you go on living? So, like, that part of it, that thing is why he chose to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, I'm just like, I can't get myself attached to these characters because I don't even know their names.
Yeah.
It's just the father and the son.
It just felt like it didn't matter. Like, yep, they're just whoever.
Right. And then coupled with there is no hope, like, this seems like an everlasting end-of-the-world extinction event. So what are they living for, like you said? So that was where I was really torn on it. Like, where I'm like, I do like it, but then it's too bleak. It's too dark in a way. Like, it's, I don't know. It's too depressing.
Yeah. Well, I guess one of the things I will say that's good about it is there aren't a lot of, I feel, stories that are that bleak and that dark and that hopeless. And there is that level in me that does like to just embrace that every once in a while, because I am more, I feel like I like to watch my hopeful stuff, you know. It's like with anything, you know, if you watch too much of the same genre, you're going to want to just go off the wall and watch something or read something out of your wheelhouse. I like doing that, so I do enjoy doing these things.
Yeah, no, it was definitely, I don't regret reading it. It was a good read.
Yeah.
But I just, it has a lot of praise on it. I've heard this book is very well renowned, put on a pedestal. It's one of America's, you said it was in the classic section, right?
It was in the classic section. I went to Barnes & Noble and a little bookstore in a local town, and both had it in the classic sections.
Okay.
So I was like, it's like an instant classic type thing.
And I guess I can see why it is, but like, I just don't agree with it in a sense.
Yeah.
But I don't think it should be that regarded.
Yeah.
But that's my opinion. I mean,
yeah, it's just our opinion.
Who am I?
Exactly. So. We don't get paid the big bucks.
Right.
Well, the other thing was, too, is there was... Did you notice there weren't any exclamation points or anything? It was all just periods and question marks.
No punctuation, really.
And really, for me, when I was reading this book, I don't know, maybe I was reading it wrong, and I was supposed to be just assuming what they were saying, but I literally just read it as kind of, like, very one-note, like, we need to go here. Okay. We have to go push the grocery cart. Okay. Like, yeah. I've read it very one-note, like, almost like they were automatons or something, just, like, walking around and, like...
Maybe that was the vibe they were going for?
Maybe that was the vibe, like, because, like, just, like, once again, I'm like, this is just so hopeless. Like, they don't even have, like, emotion, they don't have feelings. Like, there was a couple times where, like, because of a situation, like, I think when they were having the standoff with that guy in the woods, and he was holding a gun up to him, where I definitely felt like, all right, because of the situation, I'm getting that more, like, the more angst, like, I will kill you.
Yeah,
when the son would cry... I got, because they said that he's crying, daddy, please don't. I got more of like, here's the emotion, but most of the time I was just like, here they are, and they're just talking.
I think that does bake into the tone, because it is, they're so tired and exhausted.
Yeah.
And they've been on the road for months, and like, you know, there's no hope for them either, so that's probably a part of it. They didn't want to give too much energy into the language and the conversations, because they didn't have the energy to do that.
Right.
I'm assuming, but I agree, like, that bothered me, too. There's no quotations around the conversations.
Yeah.
So it was really hard to keep track of who was talking.
You had to keep going back sometimes.
Exactly. And that just... It's just... I don't know. That's just like simple stuff where I'm like... You just say, like, the boy said. Like, is that really going to detract from the novel if you just put it at quotation mark and then say the boy said it? Like...
I don't know.
It was a stylistic choice, but it was not, like, something I'm used to. And maybe that's part of it.
Right.
Where I'm just not used to a novel. But I don't think there's really many novels written like that, so...
There probably are others.
Maybe.
But I don't know what they would be. I would have never guessed. I would have never guessed that this would have been it.
Yeah.
You know?
So that was also another like thing that made me almost standoffish about, where I'm torn. I'm like, I don't know if I like this because of that. So it's like the grammar and the structure of the novel, the lack of character names, and then, yeah, just the bleakness. All combined to be like, I don't know what to say about that. I don't know what to feel about this novel.
Yeah, you know? That's how I felt. Most of the times I take notes, but the whole time I was kind of like...
Yeah, I didn't really take any either.
Yeah, it just feels like, okay. Like, there's one big thing that I did want to ask you about it, but, I mean, we can wait, but,
Like, what caused it?
No, there was one, I think, theme, or one little hint at something that I think was, supposed to be kind of big. But, yeah, like, the father, the son, the mother, who we find out a little bit about...
Mm-hmm.
I guess we could start with, you know,
sure.
What'd you think about like the end of the world? Like, it just seemed like it was some sort of environmental thing.
Right. So the book's set in like a post-apocalyptic America, where it just seems like everything is dying. Like, the trees are turning into ash and falling over.
That's why they couldn't stay in the woods.
Ash is falling over everywhere. Like, nothing's growing. There aren't any animals around.
Yeah, all the animals are dead. That's what was crazy.
There's hardly any food anymore. And I think it had to be like a super volcano or something.
Okay.
Like, because I know in like Yellowstone, there's like an underground volcano that they always say, like, if it ever exploded, it would be like a super volcano and cause devastation.
Oh, wow.
Around the planet, possibly an extinction event, because the way the volcano erupts and all the ash is put in the atmosphere just hangs over and it blocks the sun, so then there's nothing growing and everything dies because the animals can't eat the grass, we can't eat the animals, you know, so the basic ecosystems crumble. So I think that's what it, because the ash just keeps falling, and that's like, and there's fires and stuff. So I'm like, I think it's a volcano in America.
Some guy got struck by lightning, right?
Yeah, some guy got struck by lightning and dies, that was a weird part. And also, you could also maybe argue it's nuclear holocaust, because it never says in the book what it is.
Yeah.
You could say nuclear fallout.
Yeah. What was wrong with the ocean? Like, the ocean was black or whatever?
It was gray.
It was gray, yeah. Like, is it just the vegetation stopped growing in there, or?
Yeah, well, isn't, I mean, the ocean's huge, but, like, isn't it, because there's, like, plankton or something in the water that makes it green or blue.
Might
or,
be, yeah.
I don't know for sure. Or maybe there's just that much death and ash falling onto it where it's just the couple, the top part of the water, the couple meters is just gray. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Oof. Yeah, so it just, but it seems like there is no, like everything's dying. There's only a few people left. Like there is no, there's no comeback from this. Like,
yeah.
This is an extinction level event.
Yeah, and even when he was like, they were walking down the, they were like heading south because of the warmth. They weren't even like, there wasn't even the thought like, oh, we heard there's going to be a town down there. Like there wasn't anything. It was just, mm-hmm. no, we're just going down there because it will be slightly warmer. Maybe. It might not right. even have been warmer.
Yeah, because I'm like, well, how could you know it's warmer south? I mean, that's how it always was, but like, there's no sunlight coming through, so.
Exactly.
Would everything be kind of stagnant temperatures? I don't know. I have to look more into the science of that, but yeah, there's just nothing to look forward to in this book, and the kid keeps asking the boy and the father, that's the characters in this book, the boy and the father, and they're alone. You mentioned the wife who apparently committed suicide basically almost right before the book started, like where it starts off.
Yeah, she, yeah.
They just recently been on their own. Is the kid like 10 years old? Mm. Not even, right?
Probably not even, because did you get the impression that he was born before this happened?
I think he was pregnant with the wife when it happened.
Okay, that makes sense.
The extinction event, like, okay. whatever it was, happened, I believe.
Right, so he didn't ever see... Like, she didn't become pregnant during the extinction. She became pregnant right. during her pregnancy, the extinction level event happened.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what I believe how it went down.
Okay.
Because I don't think they would have had a kid if they knew that was happening.
Right.
So, she was already pregnant, and then the kid's born. So, he can talk, though. He seems at least somewhat capable, so I think he's... I'd be like 7, 8.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. I don't know. I in my head I said I thought 10, but
didn't. Yeah, there's just it's hard because I feel like the main things that we could talk about just feel like they're just the main plot points basically. Mm-hmm. What did you? I guess we can start with the mom. What did you? How did you feel reading the passage, the flashback with the dad? The father had the flashback with the mom and the final like night together before she killed herself. Like, Did you feel like you're? I just felt nothing this whole book.
No. That part actually kind of got to me because I've always joked with my girlfriend currently that like, if there was ever a post-apocalyptic like scenario, zombies or whatever the hell, like I'm like I would survive. I've always made that like I would try to survive. Mm-hmm. And when I talked to her, she said no. She's like I wouldn't do that. She's like I wouldn't want to live in that world. She's like I'd kill myself. And she said that to me, and I'm like, oh, really? So, like, that's just our different personalities. So, like, I saw a lot of our relationship in that,
yeah.
those scenes, because I'm like, that's pretty dark, but that's how she said she wouldn't want to survive in that. And I said I would. So, like, there's our differences right there. So, I saw a lot of myself in that scene. So, it kind of struck a chord with me, so I was, like, really engaged in that part.
Mm-hmm.
So, it felt very believable.
Yeah.
Really depressing.
Yeah.
But she had reason, like her reasons weren't unfounded. Like,
right.
there was no hope.
Like, it felt like he didn't have any reason to fight back. Like, it didn't.
Yeah.
I think maybe that's one of the reasons I didn't like, because I felt like it was just, he was just surviving. It wasn't like they didn't have any kind of like goal, any kind of reason for living. It just felt like this is a thing we are going to do.
I think he did it for his son, right?
That's he was, but
he
like,
said he's only, if his son died, he's like, yeah, I'd kill myself.
Yeah, he's like, he didn't want to live in the world without right. his son. But, like, I don't know. It also felt like he wasn't giving his son anything. Like, it didn't feel like he was telling him about the past or giving it. Like, the only hope he gave him was that you have a ghost.
The wind just shut the door.
It's the ghost, the haunting of Starren Street. What was I going to say? He didn't feel like he was teaching him any, like, lessons other than to be like, yes, we won't eat people. Like, that seemed to be, like, the big thing. Like, no, we're the good guys or we're going to find... He didn't even really say they were going to find people. He kind of wouldn't answer when the son would ask, like, are there people or...
Yeah, then there's part of you, like, was the dad going insane? Like...
Was it the dad who was keeping him away from the good people? Yeah.
Yeah, was that it? Or was, like, he just so afraid of the unknown, his father, that the dad was... Was he just unable to, like, even entertain the idea of finding other people? Because he knew how dangerous the ones who were alive were.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Because there was that one scene when they were, you know, speaking of how dangerous the people were, when they were in the woods, and, like, the car drove by, and there were people pulling the wagon, like, the slaves or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I got, like, Mad Max vibes from
too,
that.
Yeah.
So I was, like... that maybe that's one of the reasons this is kind of like a classic, because it does leave a lot to the imagination. It doesn't sit there and just tell you how the inner workings of that group of people were. They're just these things that happen. You're like, what's going on over there? And you just kind of leaves it all up to your imagination to interpret, like fill in the blanks for the rest of the world.
Yeah, I think that's what gives this book so much credence, like you said, because there is so much unknown that, like, there's so much theorizing around this book, and, like, what was the extinction event? What happened? He doesn't say. What are all these convoys and, like, these marauders, and what is their deal? And, yeah, there's so much unknown, and you don't even know where they are. There's no, like, indications of what cities or states they're in, because it's in the United States, but, like, you don't know where.
And it seems like everybody's just traveling down this road, because, I mean, I assume there are towns where maybe some people are left over. Like, they go through a couple times, maybe there's a person here or there, like, but they're all avoiding each other. But it seems like, yeah, like, it seems difficult to get anywhere because of the trees falling apart and everything, so.
Yeah, I just think, like, the...
Were they on the West Coast, right?
No, East Coast. It seems like they're in the Appalachia.
Really? Okay.
That's how I thought it, because they're going towards the ocean. I don't know. In my head, that's what I thought.
That's fine. For some reason, I thought they were on the West Coast, but I don't know why I thought that. I think maybe I just thought that because, in my mind, the West Coast is more unknown to me, so I just put them there, because I've always been on the East Coast.
I guess I'm just the East Coast bias, because that's like, oh, they're in the North, so they're in, like...
The colder areas, yeah.
Or Ohio, and they're... Because they had to cross, like, the mountains to get to the ocean. That made me think of... But into the Rockies. But the Rockies are huge. I don't know.
Yeah. So, yeah, they probably weren't climbing to the Rockies.
So there's so much conversation to have about this story.
That is a good point, though. They probably weren't climbing to the Rockies. That might be more of an Appalachian mountain.
Yeah. So, but yeah, it's just, like, there's just nothing to hope for. So it's just, like, what are they doing? Like, what is the father's reason for not using the gun on him and his son? Like,
they had enough bullets.
So one for each of them. If they ever get caught or something like that, that's what he said.
That's what he was going to do. Yeah. He backed down, didn't he? When they thought they were going to get caught, he couldn't kill him. He couldn't kill his son.
He couldn't kill him, and then he killed the other guy. And then he only has one bullet then. So
yeah.
Then he's screwed, because now he's like, what are we going to do if one of us gets captured?
Mm-hmm.
Or I get captured, or what, you know. So he had his son carry the gun when anything dangerous is happening. Like, if I'm leaving, here, you take the gun, and if anything happens to me, you know what to do, basically.
Right.
Like, you kill yourself. So, yeah, that's... There was that part with the mom, the wife, too, before she was saying, they're going to find us, they're going to rape us and kill us.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to just... That's what they're going to do. They're going to eat us.
Yeah.
And they knew that. Like, so that's why she took her life. And you're like, that. She's probably got the right answer, you know?
Yeah. Because even if, like... Because I feel like a lot of times with these post-apocalyptic stories, like... Or what do you call it? A Walking Dead. Or, like, I just recently watched Dawn of the Dead. Like... There seemed like there was, like, even though, like, there are these post-apocalyptic worlds with zombies or whatever, there is a level of we can...
Rebuild.
We can rebuild, we can come back, it's going to be really tough, but, like, there's something worth surviving for, or even if this is a new world, you know, there's still people, you have a group, you still kind of do these human things, but this one was, like, we're by ourselves because we can't be with anybody else... Because we're all, we can't trust anybody. We're all gonna die, and it just, I mean, it's one of those things where it's like you have to give it props, you have to like it for that complete like hopelessness, because it just asks that question. Well, what would you do if you're in this hopeless situation? And I feel like that's just what the book is doing the best, is asking these questions to people and just having you fill in the blanks and say, what would I do? But also, it's like. From, like, that storytelling, you do kind of want there to be that story, like, that more, like, you know, here's the theme, here's like, what it's about, here's what these characters are striving for, not just they're placeholders for you and what you would do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah, and, I mean, the biggest part of this book, too, is the cannibalism. Like, that's a huge part of it, where it's like, what would you do in that situation? Would you eat somebody else? Would you eat another human?
So, in the one cannibalistic part... They found so that those people that one woman was pregnant.
Yeah,
that was
dark.
And then they saw a baby on the thing. That was the freshly birthed baby, right?
Yeah,
yeah. That's what I thought. I was just making sure it wasn't another baby. But
that was messed up.
Yeah. So it's like they just kind of were like, all right, in 9 months we're gonna feast, kind of thing, you know? Or do you think they just took it from the mother?
I think I'm assuming she was accidentally got pregnant, and they were just like, the kid's not gonna survive. And we're starving, but like, can you even imagine? Like, what the fuck?
Oh, eating my God,
it's so dark. And it's just like, why the hell are you living then? Like, you know what I mean? If you're going to eat a baby, an infant, if you're gonna go that low, why even survive?
Hey, that's why I was kind of reading this book, and I'm like, it just doesn't seem like this is interesting from the point of view of being like, yeah, what if it was hopeless and there was no happy ending? Like, it's interesting from that point, but I'm like, you're having me follow this character that's like, no, we have to live, and I'm like, why?
Right.
Why?
We have to carry the fire.
We have to carry the fire, and I'm like, for what? What fire? Like, this fire is like, just. I don't know what he. It sounded like he was just giving a reason to his son. Like, oh yeah, we have to carry the fire.
Yeah.
But
with this false hope.
This false hope. Yeah, we have to carry, like, you know, humanity or goodness. But.
Yeah, and there was a lot of talk in this book too about like the good guys and the bad guys, and like he kept saying like, we're the good guys, right? And his dad, the father, would be like, yes, we're the good guys. And it's the only reason it seemed like it was because they didn't eat people.
They didn't eat people. They didn't like rape people or right. You know, just go around and murder. They only survived, but.
Right, the dad didn't kill unless he had to.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
I mean, he did that one thing with that guy at the towards the end when that one old man or whatever stole their grocery cart with all their stuff.
And I felt that was justified.
You felt it was justified?
I could see where the father was doing that, though. He's like, we're doing what he did to us.
I understood, but I also felt like it definitely was that moment where I'm like, oh, this isn't the good guys. You know, like, this is you kind of, once you're going back out for revenge, you're like,
Well, he wanted their stuff back.
Yeah, I understood, like, taking the stuff back and being like, all right, you can leave as you came, but they took what that guy had left. I get it, though,
the risk, because if he already sold their stuff once, why wouldn't he just come back and find us and kill us and take our stuff again?
You know? No, it totally makes sense, yeah. Because that guy, I think they just said he pretty much walked in the woods and probably died.
Yeah, like, there was an allusion to him having his fingers cut off on his one hand, where, like, he was part of, like, the commune or something, where there was, he was apparently part of that, like, big caravan of with the diesel truck and the slaves and all that stuff. It seemed like he was a part of that.
Yeah.
I think that's what the father, like, alluded to. Like, he was formerly in that commune and then left.
Right.
Because he's on his own, obviously. So, maybe he didn't trust them too in that point. Because he's like, oh, I know what you've done type of thing.
Maybe, yeah. So, that's a good point.
But, yeah, it was obviously, like, you're not being a good guy right now. And that's why the son gets all really upset at that point.
Yeah, because he makes a comment, like, we killed him. But the son says, like, oh, yeah, we killed him. Like,
yeah,
he died.
Like,
yeah.
You didn't shoot him, but we killed him.
Yeah. So, I wonder if he, like, once he was naked, he just went into the woods and killed himself, or if he just died kind of there because he was already on death door kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everyone's starving. Everyone's emaciated. Everyone you meet is just, like, on the verge of death.
Mm-hmm.
But it's that instinct. And maybe that's what it is. The people who are left are just animals. Like,
kind of go back to your base roots.
Yeah, they're just the Neanderthals, the old cavemen, just trying to survive, the primordials.
Like, yeah,
doing whatever can.
Because if there was no growth, there was no vegetation, so it was just people were surviving on whatever the canned goods they were finding, or they were eating people because there were no animals to eat. So it's like everyone is going to die in this book. Like, there is, like you said, there's no coming back. It just was like,
yeah, it sucks.
Yeah. And so you were saying you would survive. Would you eat people to survive?
No. Definitely not.
You're like,
I think that's what a lot of us would think, right?
Yeah.
And I know some people would be like, I don't know what I would do in that situation, but I know I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Like, there's a line. And cannibalism has been a thing that's happened in society, like the Aztecs and the Mayans and the Donner Party, the famous story. So, like, cannibalism is not unheard of. It's very taboo. But, like, there are societies that do eat people. So, like, you know, it's not frowned upon. Maybe it's just a Western thing. I don't know. That we shouldn't do that.
I don't know.
Eat fellow man. But, like, yeah. But, like, would you eat a dog, though?
Yeah, I'd probably eat a dog.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. In this kind of situation, yeah. Because, like, even, like, I mean, not that this is the same thing. Like, obviously, you wouldn't eat a dog, like, normally.
Right.
But, like, I'll eat pig kind of thing. I'll eat pork or whatever. But recently, there was, like, a pig roast event my family went to, and I was like, I don't want to eat the pig because I saw the face. Like, and that sounds stupid, because I'm like, I know obviously pigs have a face, but I'm like, because I saw it on, like, the roast and everything, I'm like, I don't want to. Right. I can't.
Yeah, no, I get that. Like, you feel the guilt because you don't have to eat that to survive. You can eat something else.
Exactly.
Right. We have options. You know, you can go vegan or eat plants or vegetarian, whatever it is. So I get that too. So yeah, it's just, would you eat someone? Probably not, right?
I don't think I would. Yeah, because the whole book, I was kind of thinking, like, I don't know if I would kill myself, but maybe I would just put myself in a situation where I knew somebody would shoot me or something. Like, you know what I mean? Like, almost like, I mean, I guess at that point, it's like...
You take the risk.
Yeah, maybe I would do that. I don't know. Like
almost like a voluntary suicide.
Oh, but yeah, I guess maybe I don't have the guts to actually do it myself, but I feel like I would be like, all right, well, I guess I'm just going to run off into the gunfire or whatever, yeah. You know?
The one worry is then you just become a slave then.
Yeah, or I guess
locked up in that freaking basement.
Yeah, they were going to be eaten, right?
That was probably... I mean, the babies eating things really dark. I think the basement scene was worse.
The baby, they were what, chained up, and they were like, let us out.
Were they were coming to, the boy and the son coming upon his house. Mm. The son's like, got a bad feeling. But the father's like, no, there's something in this basement. The door, there's a lock on it. And he like finally pries it open, gets down there, and he has his lighter, and he can see all these humans like chained up down there. And in the middle, there's like a mattress, and there's one person who is being, got the like legs cut off.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just lying there. Like, they had the burn marks or whatever, where they stopped the bleeding. So like, they're just keeping these people alive in here like cattle.
Yeah,
eating them limb by limb. And that, I think, has to be the darkest part of the book.
Yeah, I assume they would have had their way with them, too.
Probably.
That was kind of my impression, because I kept on talking about like, the raping and the eating.
Yeah. My part is, like, why the rape? Like, that was the thing I kept wondering. I'm like, why would they, like... At that point, if you're that starved, like, why rape anybody? I don't know.
I think it was just, like, to have, like, some fun... To get that, I think that was just to get that release. Like, they just had to, like...
I suppose. I don't know.
Because that's kind of, like, the impression I get from a lot of these things, where, like, they just want to, like, do something. Like, they just want to... You don't ever get to have sex, and now you're just like, well, I'm going to have sex with this thing, whether it wants to or not, this person, you know?
It's just...
It's dark. It's just...
Really, really dark stuff in this book. So...
Yeah. Really just kind of, like, yeah, like, it was a fast read. I keep calling it an easy read, because I was actually waiting for you to be like, I don't know if it was easy, but...
Yeah, I don't think it's easy, because there's some dialogue, there's some vocabulary that's pretty tough.
Yeah, but there's sometimes I looked up words and stuff like that. But
there's some good passages though.
Yeah, like the writing is really good. There were lots of passages where I was, wow, that was really well written.
Yeah,
but it was like, but I was also the whole time like, I get it, really well written way to say how horrible and hopeless things are. You know?
Yeah, yeah. So what about the ending then?
The dad dies.
Yeah, the whole book he's sick, and you know he's gonna die.
Basically. Yeah.
So he's kind of training his son to. Live
on his own. That was the whole thing, like him training his son. I was just like, and he's like, you can do it. I'm like,
can he?
Like at the very end of the book when he's like giving him all this hope, like, you can do it, you can do it. But I'm like, it doesn't seem like he can.
Yeah, he's been pretty weak the whole book.
Like, yeah, and it's like,
barely, like, you've been dragging him along almost against his will, it seems like.
Because there was a couple times where the son said, like, I want to die.
Yeah.
And he was like, don't ever say that kind of thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, the father... I mean, and spoilers, but the father dies, and then I think it's 3 days the son's with him, and then he leaves and goes on the road, and apparently the guy just shows up, like, and he's like, yeah, we've been following you.
That was the part where I was kind of, this is kind of Deus Ex, I felt like yeah. The random family comes in.
Or Ex Machina.
Ex Machina. Where it was like, all right, some nice people happen to wander in.
Because it was the father, and then his wife, and his son and daughter.
Yes.
Yeah.
So then they brought the little boy in to be in their part of their little group.
Mm-hmm.
Which, it was like, it was one of those things where they said they were following him.
Yeah.
So were they following the father too? Because they'd like, I assumed this dad and this other little group, this other family was like, that guy isn't going to make it.
Probably.
And they were like, we need to like, maybe we'll like pick up the son. And they didn't want to approach them because they didn't trust the father of the book. And the
right, main he character. Would, he'd be desperate and just lash out. Or,
yeah.
The whole book he's been, I mean, they didn't know that, but like, we know that the father would probably do anything to protect his son.
Right, exactly. So what did you... Now, by the end of the book, did you feel like that was a hopeful ending?
No.
Or was that just... Yeah, it just felt like, all right, he's going to survive a little bit longer.
Right.
Like, it just felt like, yeah, here's the reason he's going to survive a little bit longer.
And then what?
Exactly. That's I think, where I was coming to with this book, too, where I'm like... It's not like the boy was older and he could survive on his own or something. Like, maybe if they... Like, we would have saw these people before and they would have, like, you know...
Had some interaction.
They were trying to get somewhere. Like, oh, we think there's a group here. There's a people here. We're trying to get over to them.
Mm-hmm.
And the dad was like, no, we're not doing that. It was hopeless. And then the son goes off with them at the end, kind of thing. Like, okay. Maybe that would have made me feel a little bit more. Like, I was happy that the son found nice people to be with, people who didn't eat others. Like, they weren't committing cannibalism.
Seemed like it, yeah.
But it also didn't really seem like. This was, you know, him finding people, and then they were going to go off and live in, like, a town.
Right.
Like, a good place. Like, it was just prolonging the inevitable that he was going to die.
Yeah, and carrying the fire for who, though? you know, like they're fight. That's the thing. The father's fighting so hard to like be the good guys, and I get that. Like you don't want your son to be like a bad person, and you don't want him to be raised wrong. But like, but why?
Yeah.
You know, like why are you trying so hard to fight for him to be the good guy?
Yeah.
In this terrible world, this decrepit world.
Yeah.
Where no one's good, everything's bad.
Everything is gonna like. I guess you like you would want to be good.
Yeah.
Like, I get the idea of, like, okay, if it's hopeless, there's still the concept of morality. Like, there's still good. There's still going to be good people or mm-hmm. worse people or people in the gray. Like, I guess the father was in the gray and the son was supposed to be the good person. And you're supposed to fight for the future or, like, the next generation to be better than you. But it's also, like...
There is no next generation.
Yeah, if yeah. it didn't feel like there's not really going to be another generation, or if there is, it's... You're on the last like three generations here. Like I don't know. Like, I don't think the son is living to be a grandpa.
I don't think anyone's gonna live longer than 10 more years. In the you know.
Like, yeah, exactly. Because it seems like they've run out. They're already running out of food.
There's like that. I guess there's like that. Maybe you could say maybe the skies would clear and the sun would come back. Like right. there's that hope, I guess.
But if all the animals died, I don't think if there was an extinction level like this, yeah. like how long before evolution gives you more animals?
Right. Like, well, then you'd have to be like, okay. Well, there was a dog barking at one point. Remember, they heard a dog.
Did they ever see it, though? Or
they never saw it. They just heard the dog bark.
So there probably were some animals left.
Sure. But then, even so, like, if you could at least grow food.
Mm-hmm.
What would happen if... Then you could live on.
Would they have to look for seeds, or would certain plants just be extinct?
Well, they found seeds, too. Remember? They kept finding, like, stuff.
Yeah, they did, yeah.
Well, there's that bunker they went to, and they were only there for, like, a week. Not even...
I would have stayed there.
What the hell? Yeah.
Like, it was weird to me.
Is this dad, like, insane?
Yeah, like, he kept on saying, like, well, people are going to find us. I'm like, they didn't find this place yet.
Right.
I don't know. Like, I'm like, I don't know. I feel like at this point, you just got to...
It's worth the risk.
It's worth the risk. We're going to stay in this bunker. We're going to put up some sort of, you know...
Wasn't it winter? Wasn't it going to snow, maybe, even? Yeah. Like, you put the mattress over the top part of the...
Something. Yeah, like, you start to make some sort of, like, exit, like, some sort of secret exit or something. Like, dig a hole. I don't know, like...
Just stay there as long as you can. Like, there's not any people left. So what are the odds of someone coming across you?
Exactly, you know? Yeah.
And you had all that food, at least for a couple months. Like, it just baffled me that they would leave that.
Yeah.
Like, that made me, like, is this dad really know what he's doing?
Like, yeah, that's how I felt, too. I felt like, why not... I guess it was just he just wanted to keep teaching them how to survive. Like, right. keep surviving, you'd but, like...
You're really risking it then.
Exactly.
You came across a gold mine.
Yeah.
And you're never going to find another bunker like this. Like,
exactly.
Why would you not stay? That bad for me. I'm like, I would have stayed. Until every crumb in there was gone. Like,
exactly. You would have stayed.
You at least if someone did find you and try to come in, okay, boom, we're dead. Kill ourselves. I don't know.
Exactly. It seemed like it would have been better than just constantly being at risk and starving.
Yeah. Right. It just baffled me.
I guess he was afraid that it was going to snow and then they would get snowed in.
Well... You're going to die anyways, right?
You're going to die anyways.
I have no idea. So.
Well, the other thing that was kind of weird to me was at the end when the dad is dying, he tells the son how, like, you're going to be lucky. You've always been lucky. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
I guess because they found the bunker and they found that food in that one house in the jars that no one had touched.
And yeah, he's like, it's because of you that we were lucky. I'm like, yeah. I get the whole, like, you love your kids or whatever. Like, I guess that's the thing is, like, no matter, like, despite everything, he still, like, he had this, like, very deep love for his child. But I was like... Okay.
Yeah.
It just felt like I need something more to grab onto.
And it didn't seem like they really had a good relationship either, like we said.
Because no.
The conversations are just, like you said, like, it's okay. I don't know. Okay. I want to die.
Don't
say that. But that was the conversation base of the whole book.
Like, yeah.
Are we good, guys? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, they
like,
loved
that was the conversation.
Yeah. And, like, I got the whole thing because, like, the son was, like, very upset when the dad was going to die. Like, I'm scared. I want to go with you. Mm-hmm. The dad's like, you can't. You have to stay. You know what to do. You're lucky. And it was, like, the thing where I'm, like, yes, it is, like, this is sad. Like, I do get, like, this is sad. And there is, like, it's, I guess, in a way, touching. But it's also, like, I never thought that they did. The son didn't love the dad. I just thought that he was, like, depressed at the end of the world. Like, I never,
yeah,
like...
Yeah, as the father knew... Like, what the life was like before this. So, like, he was so upset and probably depressed and just, like, couldn't believe... You know, he's in shock. I don't know. Like, it just seemed like he was so dark and so deep in it that no matter what, like, he was never going to get out of that position. And it's just like, then why even drag your son through this then?
Yeah.
Like, it didn't seem like they had a relationship. It just seemed like he was just like, I'm your father. We love each other. I care for you, and that's it. Like, there was nothing else. He didn't have any characters. Like, they weren't characters, really. They had no personalities. They had no, I don't know, hopes and dreams or whatever. We didn't know much about either character, really.
Yeah.
That was my other part. It's just, there's no details. Like,
yeah.
They don't know their names.
Everything's placeholder, yeah.
What do they stand for? We just know that they're the good guys, apparently, and that's about it.
Yeah.
It's too plain. The characters are too plain.
Yeah. So. And like we keep saying, like, we get it, like, why that was, because everything had to be hopeless, so they have to be these placeholders, and they have to just... how else would people act in the end of the world? But it's just like... It's like you said, it's that torn where I'm like, yeah, I understand what's good about this book, but I can't sit there and be like, it like was so good.
It's great.
Yeah, it's not like that. Like, a lot of times when we read stories, we take art in some way, we're kind of looking for those stories that are kind of like stick with us and be like, yeah, this is something I want to like pass on. I want to like keep the story going and give it to somebody else. Mm-hmm. And this is one where it's just like, yeah, if you like reading something that's just depressing, or if you want to read something that's just completely out of your normal wheelhouse, this is good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is something that, like, can't sit there and say that you're going to be like, hey... Like, it's not something that I would go out of my way and be like, hey, you should read The Road. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
If somebody's talking about, like, I want something different, I'd be like, The Road is different. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, there you go. Like,
yeah. I guess I'm also disappointed in the novel because it inspired The Last of Us, which is one of my favorite video games of all time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say that The Last of Us has a better story than this.
I like The Last of Us more, too.
Yeah.
It's different because there is that... There's always hope in that. There is some,
exactly.
Like, there's some hope. Mm-hmm. And I think that's just maybe us gravitating towards a story that we like more because we want to see that in life more.
Mm-hmm.
But it does feel like when I compare it... Maybe it's unfair to compare them, but... You know, I can gravitate to Joel and Ellie. Like, I can gravitate to those two characters... And even though...
Because they're characters.
Because they're characters. Because they're like...
These guys.
They have these personalities, and even though things are horrible, you understand why they're doing what they're doing. And the game does still, like, ask these questions, like, is it right to screw over the rest of the world for somebody that you love, for the one person that you love, kind of thing?
Mm-hmm.
Or I like that at the end of The Last of Us when, you know, Joel says, like, you have to keep... Like, no matter what horrible things happen, you have to keep finding something else worth fighting for, something else worth surviving for. And that was a question they asked too when Joel first runs back into Tommy and Joel says, we survived because of me, and Tommy's like, that wasn't living. So
yeah.
That story just felt like it was kind of asking me these same questions, like what is living, what is surviving, but at least gave me the hope and like the idea that, like, well, yeah, there is something worth living for. There is some little bit of hope, even if the world is this dark, horrible place, like,
right.
There is like still communities, there are still people that are good, because you constantly run into people in that game. Like, you run into, you know, Tess, and you run into Tommy, mm-hmm. you run into the who are the two
Fireflies?
No, the black boys. I can't remember their names.
Henry yeah,
and his brother. Like, you run into them and they're good people,
right.
So like, I think if this book maybe if it did have like where they ran into people who were like also traveling and they were good. But I just felt like, okay, like, this sucks. Like, this is just,
there is no reason to keep living. There's no reason to go on.
Yeah.
You gave us no reason in the book entirely to just want to survive.
Exactly.
Really, that's my only problem. Mm-hmm. It's just like, you needed that. You needed the hook. You needed something for these characters to strive for, and there was nothing.
Exactly. Because, yeah, like with The Last of Us, that is that story of, you know, Joel coming back from just surviving. He's been surviving for 20 years, but... Ellie gives him a reason to live,
right?
Kind of thing,
right?
And that's a really cool dynamic story. And it felt like the father wasn't even really living for this. They didn't feel like they were living. They felt like they were just surviving. Like,
well, they said that at one point they were each other's entire worlds.
They were each other's entire worlds.
But like, it felt like that because that's all they were hanging on to. Like,
that's all they had.
That's all they had. But like, I didn't feel the love there. Like,
yeah, like, even if it would have been something as simple as being like. There was a scene where the son, like, the father taught the son how to climb a tree. Something simple. Like, yeah, this is
or
how you
swim.
Yeah, this is how you swim. Yeah. This is how you climb a tree. And there were these little moments where the son would say something and the father would laugh, you know, or whatever. Like, but they literally were just like, I'm hungry. I know. We're going to die. Don't say that. Like,
yeah.
It was just like, okay.
Are we dying? no. Like,
yeah.
So it's just constantly that conversation, yeah.
Yeah, and it just... And they kept on saying okay, which is funny, because with The Last of Us, those are the last spoken words, is she says okay.
Yeah.
Which I thought that was really
cool. But
that
was really cool. Way different meaning in that sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Because he lied to her and all that stuff.
Right. But I thought that was a cool little, like, nod to the right. the road, which it was based on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess my big question that I did want to ask you, though, is did the son see a little boy in that one town? Or was he just seeing a reflection of himself?
Yeah, I know.
Because that seems to be... That was the thing that they brought back a couple times, because the father said... Well, he said, you forget things you want to remember. You don't forget the things you want to forget. You remember right. the things you want to forget.
You
remember
the things you forget,
yeah. Yeah. And they did make a comment, like, eventually the boy did forget about... The son forgot about the boy. He didn't think about the boy anymore.
He didn't mention him, though.
He didn't mention him later in the book. He said, like, "What is that boy okay?" But the father didn't answer.
Right.
And...
Because the dad didn't see it, and he said, yeah, you imagined it.
You imagined. There wasn't a boy. And he's like, there was a boy, yeah.
Yeah.
And eventually, at some point, he will forget about the boy. The book kind of made the comment, like, yeah, he does forget about seeing that boy. But it did say at the very end, he never forgot about his dad. Mm-hmm. So I guess my question was, like, was that saying that he just, the son is going to forget about himself? Like, is he going to forget about the boy that he was, and he's just going to become, like, his dad kind of thing? Like,
I see. Well, he said he kept talking to him, right?
Kept talking, because that was the interest. That part, I did really like that in that part, because the new mom, the new woman said, like, oh, like, they wanted to pray to God, and the son said that he wanted to talk to his dad every day, and she said, well, that's the same thing. Like, that's the same thing, because you're still holding on to this other idea of somebody out there watching out for you, or, mm-hmm. you know. So I did really like that part. That was really good.
There's some religious undertones, too, to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. With, like, the father is always being like, oh, God, like, why did you do this to us? Like, if I ever meet you, I'm going to be like, why the hell did you do this? Like,
I guess so, that's a connection. Like, that's the son's going to be like, well, Dad, why did you put me through this? Why didn't you just kill me? Like,
yeah.
Like, I guess it's the same thing. Like, is that supposed to be the key that we're not hearing? Is, like, that's kind of, like, the whole, like, nihilism? Because we kind of tend to ask that question, like, oh, why would God have these bad things happen in the world? Why doesn't he just take care of us? And it's like... The same thing with his father. Like, why didn't the father just kill the son? It's like, well, because he loves you or whatever. Like, you just have to go through bad things. It's better for you to go through bad things than to not go through things at all. Like,
I suppose.
I guess that's what it is.
Like, I feel like, I don't know. Wouldn't God understand if you took your life in this situation?
I don't know. I guess. Well, I
like, meant, is the mother not
actually,
in heaven or whatever?
I actually meant in general, because I feel like that's a question we ask in, like...
Yeah, yeah.
In, like, when we theorize about, like... when people talk about, like, is there a God, is there not a God, that's tends to be the question, is, well, why does he let all this suffering happen? Yeah. And I guess that's probably what the book is about.
It's the trial.
Yeah, well, right. why did the father not just kill his son? Why did he put his son through everything? It's like, well, because he loves his son and he doesn't want to kill his son. He thinks it's better if he goes through horrible things rather than not go through things
at
all.
We kept saying, too, like, I don't want you to look. I don't want you to see because you won't forget. Mm. And the son at one point just, like, it doesn't matter if I look or not, I know.
Yeah.
So, there's that part, too, where it's just like, okay, you're trying to protect him still, and you're trying to keep him innocent, but, like, you can't.
Yeah.
So, no matter how much you try to protect him from that reality, this is what situation they're in now. This is what life is.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. I guess that's supposed to be, I guess, I don't know, maybe we just figured out the key through talking about it. I don't know. That it is, like... Even though you have to go through these bad things, even though you already know what it is, like how we said, like in the beginning of the book, we're like, I get it. I know.
Yeah.
You just, the thing you have to go through, you have to go down that road.
Well, we talked last week, or whatever, 2 weeks ago about Kill Mockingbird. Like, even though you're going to lose the fight, you still got to fight it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So this is just like a different light on that, but like, this is so.
It was so, like, it was so dark, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I am coming around just a little bit to it.
Sure.
Just through talking about it. But it is that thing where it is like, maybe that's another reason why, you know, people call it like a classic, because like you have to kind of talk about it with somebody before you really like
get a
better grasp on it.
I would say, though, to answer your question, no, I don't think the boy was there.
Yeah, I don't think the boy was there either. Yeah. I thought yeah, it was his imagination. It was just like some sort of idea of himself or what he wanted, you know, and that he's going to forget about it. He's just probably going to turn out to be like his dad.
Yeah.
Or similar to his dad.
I didn't think there was a boy.
Mm-hmm.
So it just seemed too unlikely, because like even when they come across that older man Ellie, he says, or Eli says his name is.
Yeah, he lied about his name. Like, what does it matter what my name is?
Yeah, and he goes, like, he was so shocked. He's like, is that a child? Like, because he hadn't seen one since this all started. Like, because they were either killed,
they probably all killed,
or you know, just left to survive on their own because they're kind of, you know, they're not as helpful as a full-grown adult would be in a situation like this because they're not as useful. So kind of expendable, so you get rid of the kids, I guess. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, no kid. But.
No kid, no child. Any big parts of the book that you left you like with questions? That to me was the big like question theme. One of the big question themes was like, was there a little boy? What did that mean?
I'm more fascinated about like what happened with the extinction event.
Yeah,
that's where I'm drawn to most about it. Where I'm just like, it's got to be a super volcano. This makes the most sense to me.
Yeah, something like that.
I know there's also like that theory of a meteor.
Could have been something like that. Yeah,
hitting the Earth and all that. But I'm like, I feel like that'd be way more catastrophic. But
it could have hit in like Asia or something. So that's right. Why it wasn't as bad over here.
You're right.
Still bad, but
you're right. So yeah, but
what was it? I guess now that we're talking about too, like the whole like idea of this idea of like what's the point of like, you know, why would a father or a god, you know, put you in a world to just suffer or not like have fun or whatever. It does kind of remind me though of the final passage of the book where they said, once there were a brook, trout, and the streams and the mountains, you could see them standing in amber current where the white edges of their fins wimpled softly in the flow. They smelled of moss in your hand, polished and muscular and torsional. On their backs were vermiculate patterns that were maps of the world and in its becoming, maps and mazes of a thing which could not be put back, not be made right again. In the deep glens where lived all things were older than man, and they hummed of mystery. Like, is it just like that whole like life is a mystery, life is a map and a maze, there isn't really maybe like a way out?
Maybe I also kind of get a vibe like that means like life will go on somehow.
I think life will go on, even though they say like it won't be put back. It won't be.
Well, there's been extinction events on Earth's history. Like, there's been 5 of them, I think.
True, and I forgot about that.
Whole life always comes back, so
It like, just takes a long time.
There was a point where the father was talking about there was a squid at the bottom of the ocean. Possibly, he was imagining like a squid living in the bottom of the ocean, like swimming around. So like, maybe
the life will go on.
There's fish down there, you know, like so, which would maybe there's a possibility.
Yeah, maybe, but just it wouldn't be the same. It wouldn't be what it was.
Right. Definitely not.
Yeah, it probably won't even be with these people. It might, if by the time life comes back,
years,
millions. Yeah, probably.
Yeah,
that's crazy. Yeah. What were the other? How many extinctions? You said there's been 5 extinction events.
I think there's been 5. Yeah, major ones.
What, like the meteor that killed the dinosaurs?
That's one of them. They also argue that there was combined with like disease and famine too.
For the dinosaurs.
Yeah. A bunch of ice ages. A couple of those, like just completely covered the earth. Volcanoes was, I think, super volcanoes was one of them.
Well,
yeah.
Do they theorize if another extinction event would happen that would be like of the earth, like not a man-made one, but like, you know, just the glaciers or a meteor or something like
I think Yellowstone's the big one they said.
Oh wow.
With Yellowstone, yeah,
nothing we can do, can't get rid of that volcano.
But I mean, we'd have a heads up.
Yeah,
then that's the argument I have of like people like Elon Musk wanting to migrate to Mars. So at least human, even if something happened on Earth catastrophically, there'd still be humans living somewhere else in the solar system. That's the hope. Maybe there's moon bases and stuff. So
right.
So we can assure that our species will survive.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So
interesting.
Yeah, I can see the argument there.
Yeah,
for sure. Well,
yeah. What? So I guess another question I'd like to ask is not just about this. What is it that fascinates us about post-apocalyptic stories? Because this genre has really been becoming more and more prevalent the more time goes on. Like, I don't know when it started, if you want to consider it like in the 80s with like the zombie genre and like the 70s. Well, it's more the 70s that the zombies really started to pop up. Stephen, well, even like...
Well, there's Planet of the Apes, right?
Planet of the Apes, yeah.
Stephen King's The Stand was in the 70s. That was a big one.
I Am Legend was from like...
That was in the 50s?
Yeah, it was in the 50s where it's like, yeah, the one guy and there's like the vampire people. Right. Like, what is it about like... And now we have, like, you know, Hunger Games and Walking Dead. Like, there are something that people just are so fascinated by with...
The Maze Runner, yeah.
Yeah, with these post-apocalyptic events and just being like, what if everything we know is taken away and then we are left?
I think it says a lot about, like, how fragile our society and civilization is. Because, like, we're living today, we can only imagine society as it is now. But society's come a long way from back in the day. Like, even the Roman Empire and stuff, like, where it was just, like, you were either a serf and you worked on a lord's farm your whole life and you were a peasant.
Mm-hmm.
Or you were royalty, and that was like there was only a small group of people who had power and lived a good life, and everyone else suffered. It seemed like, so like, it's probably just we're not that far removed from that. So like, our human nature like goes back to those stories because it's like something we can all relate to.
Yeah,
in a broader sense. That like, and in our society today, so fragile. Like, what if something did happen catastrophically and the governments fell and blah blah? What would happen? Like, it doesn't seem like it's that far away from
every right
possibility.
Yeah, because you know, when you think about this stuff, it's like how many things do we have nowadays that just make life so much easier than what it would have been for
electricity.
Most of exactly for most of yeah. human existence. Like, we have fans and air conditioners and, you know, fresh books water. And movies to pass the time and mm-hmm. shit like that. We can stay in contact with our phones. Like,
yeah,
it's insane. It makes us probably just fearful of like losing how that. Much we rely on this stuff.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I think that's why these theories are so prevalent, though, because it is something like. We all can imagine that and be like, that would be awful. And like, that's why I've had this conversation with my girlfriend about it. Like, what would we do if something like that happened? Even small as it was about the whole COVID thing, like, no one knew yeah. how deadly that was when it started.
That was scary. Like, I feel like yeah. when we were first, like, I remember seeing, like, when I was at work, we had a TV and they were like showing, like, they were building a hospital within a week.
Right.
And there's
they were just shipping all these people in buses.
Yeah. And you're like, what is happening? I remember there was one guy I worked with. He goes, that can stay on the other side of the world. Don't come over here.
Yeah.
And I remember, like, oh, man. And when it did, you know, when we were talking about it, like, it's going to come. And, like, I don't know if you felt this way at the beginning of COVID, but I felt that, like, sense of, like, no, it's not going to happen here. Mm. We talked about this stuff.
I was one of the people was like, it's coming.
Dude, yeah. Because I remember I was like, we always, you know, there was swine flu, but, you know, nobody ever really said boo about swine flu. I was like, you know, this kind of, I feel like there's always something that goes on somewhere else and never gets here. No way. Maybe the movie theaters will close in California, but they're not going to close here kind of thing. And then, like, when it all started happening.
Denial. Yeah.
Yeah, like, I was definitely like, wow, like, this is actually, like, happening. Shit, like, I got to get my mask. I got to, you know, stock up on food or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That was.
No, I was definitely one of the believers in it coming here, and I was definitely trying to, like, think of ways to prep and get ready for it.
Get your bunker scenarios.
Ready. Yeah, I was like, I did buy a bunch of food even before that. You know, there was that big wave.
Yeah.
Right when they shut everything down, and well, we have in New York, and there was a state of emergency and stuff. I, even a week before that, had already, like, bought a bunch of stuff. So I was, like, ahead of it.
See?
Because like, no one's like, no, we're going to be fine. Everything's going to stay up. I'm like, no, guys, you don't know. It's coming. Like, this isn't a joke.
Yeah.
So I bought all those stuff, and everyone's like, are you sure? I'm like, okay. And then a week later, like, not saying, like,
I'm and you were like, I was right. Hipster. Texted everybody being like, my Oreos taste so good.
I'm like, what's his face from Independence Day? Like, they're coming back. Bill Pullman.
They're back.
Yeah, they're back. I knew it. But, yeah, it's just like, that was like one of our, even in our life, we just had this happening where it's like, if this is serious, like, things aren't gonna change.
And you saw the way people, you know. Dude, and it is like legitimately scary now going through the pandemic where like, when it first started, like I work at a grocery store, and right when like, I don't remember if it was right when things were getting crazy busy or if it was right before that, like, you know, like the eve of it.
You could tell the anxiety.
There was anxiety, but like, there were people who would get mad at some. There was people like having multiple times that they would get mad at someone in the grocery store, and the person who was mad would go, and they would cough on them, just to be like, you know, fuck you.
Yeah.
And then that person, like, there was like almost fights that broke out. Like, you want to do that right now when this is all going on?
Right.
It's so scary. Cause
yeah.
It's like,
I could see how.
Because we read these books and we're always like, yeah, okay. But then something like this happens and you got people trampling each other. On Black Friday, we have people trampling each other for new TVs. We got people stocking up on pounds and pounds of toilet paper because they thought they're gonna be locked inside for all time, right. Like,
yeah. And then it just turns into that, like, selfish nature takes over and it's like self-preservation. Like, I'm gonna keep my own safe, like,
exactly. Because you can only keep yourself and your family safe. You can't keep everybody safe, right. We would like to, but it's just not how it works, unfortunately.
Yeah, not enough supplies or rations or food. Like, yeah, so that was, and then everyone's worried about the grocery stores closing down and stuff. It's like, it was like, oh my god. So we had a taste of it, like a small dose of what that would be like. So
yeah. Now the only hope is that people can build back better and be like, all right, this is what we have to do to prevent this from happening. We have to, like,
we won't.
It's what's insane to me. Like, why we wouldn't, like, all right, we ran into this problem.
We won't.
Let's fix
it.
Let's figure
out how long it took people in America to wear masks. Like,
yeah.
So people didn't for the whole time.
Not everybody wants to get vaccinated. It's like this whole thing. No, I completely agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
It sucks. It's like that feeling where you're like, okay, I want to, like, just get past this point where, like, we can figure out whatever the solutions are to, like, problems that are happening in the world with social media. Like, figure out these problems. Get each other educated.
Like, that was our closest taste to that. But, like, our parents and maybe before our parents, when they were living under the shadow of the Cold War,
Yeah.
And there was always that threat of nuclear fallout, nuclear war.
Yeah, is it going
to
happen?
Right. Yeah. So, like, that generation had to go through all that. And before that was World War II and World War I. So
and
like,
the Great Depression.
Right. So there's been all these
events. Yeah, Civil War. Like, there is always, like, like every 50 years, then there's always, like, something. Mm-hmm. Like,
where everyone thinks it's going to be the end of time. Or, you know, like, it's things are going to break down society. So I think that's probably why these stories are so prevalent.
Yeah, we're always waiting for it because we know nothing lasts forever kind of thing.
In a sense, yeah. Yeah. Because, we've... Even, like, go back to the Middle Ages and stuff. Like, things have changed so much.
The plague.
Since the Industrial Revolution, even. Like, things have changed for the better, obviously. Mm-hmm. But we're only that far removed 150 years ago from people living on farms and working farms the rest of their life.
That's what they say. Like, yeah, whenever, like, you know when... Go back to A Kill a Mockingbird. Like, when we talk about, like, issues with race and slavery, like... It's only like 150 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, there's a guy that's alive that his grandfather, his grandfather was a slave. Like, the grandfather was like 3 or 4 when the slaves were freed, or he was super young. He had a kid when he was in his 70s, and then that kid had a kid when he was in his 70s or something like that. Like, so it's like, it's really not. No, wait. A
couple generations. Would it be like 4 generations?
Yeah. Actually,
because people are still alive who fought in World War II.
Like, yeah,
they're still veterans.
You know what? No, I think it was either a grandfather or it was the kid's. I think it was the guy's father was a slave. Because
he could have been over because this, almost 90 years
this,
old.
This guy is like 90 or something like that, and his dad had him when he was like 70 or something.
Sure.
So it was like one of those things where you're like, holy shit! Like, if you can be that close to it, it's really not that far away.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, puts it two in people more context. Away.
Yeah, it's hard for humans to think in like long periods of time like that, like decades. It's like it seems so long ago.
Oh my gosh! Like, I think about my grandma. Like, she would have been born in like the 30s or whatever. So it's like, what? Like, the car had just come out, and now we have all this shit. Like,
I know.
You know?
Yeah. My girlfriend's grandpa's like 94. It's like he fought in World War II. Like,
yeah, it's
that's like, old. What? That was so long ago. You know? You think about that. You're like, but and that's how different the world was then compared to now. It's just like amazing. You know, exactly. Queen Victoria, or not Queen Victoria, Queen Elizabeth's like 92 or 93.
It's insane. A guy from my church just passed away. He was 101. It's like, it's insane.
Yeah. Like, that guy was probably on horse and buggy still. The cars weren't even around then.
Yeah, that's crazy. Being the night. Like, imagine growing up, you were born in the roaring 20s. Like,
yeah.
And now he's like, oh yeah, that's what people called it, the roaring 20s.
Yeah.
And then he was 10 when the Great Depression happened. Like, what?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
So that stuff seems so long ago to us, but it's not. And, yeah.
But that was, I like that was a really long tangent for what we all think about the end of the world too.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I always hope for like the zombie one, but
see, I don't hope for anyone. I hope for the
if there was gonna be one, if I had a choice.
I hope for the Star Trek future where we figure out a way to like travel at light speed. We figure out how to just
is that post-apocalyptic though?
No, that's the future I want. I want it to be like, all right, we found a way to just produce food, and now everybody can have food, and we don't have war anymore because there's no purpose for it, and we can just replicate food. And
I guess
that's what I want.
Play war in the computer.
Play war in the computer. Yeah, we just go. Our big thing is we have art and we have science, and we just better ourselves. We go explore space. It's fun time. That's what I want.
I mean, that's the greatest outcome, I think. Too.
Yeah,
but if you had to pick a post-apocalyptic scenario,
do I want zombies or what's my?
Yeah, what would be your go-to? Like, would you want the Hunger Games scenario? Would you want World War Z? Would you want Last of Us? Or I Am Legend? I don't know.
I Am Legend with the vampires. I Am Legend is a hopeless one, though, because did you ever read the book?
No.
Have I told you what happens in the book?
I think so.
The book's so much better. Well, the movie with... Wait, remember the movie with Will Smith?
He kills himself right at the end.
He sacrifices himself to get the cure to the people.
Right.
In the book, I Am Legend... I like it because it was so much more different. I'd never read something like that before. But basically, during the day, like, they're the vampire people or whatever. So during the day when they're sleeping, he's going out into, like, their, like, dens or whatever. He's killing them and trying to get rid of as many as he can.
Interesting.
And then at night, you know, he ends up meeting a woman. And he's like, oh, my God, you're another person, blah, blah, blah. They have this whole thing. Finds out she's not a person. She's a vampire. But these vampire people have developed some sort of, like, way to, like... still keep their kind of consciousness. So they're like almost like evolving again into like a new species, and they have him captured in like a room or something, and they're like, she gives him pills and's like, you know, you can just end it now. And he's like, no, I'm gonna go out with a fight. And then he looks outside like his window, and he sees all these vampire people looking up at him, and they're like looking at him, and they're so terrified. And he has this realization. He's like, during the day when they're sleeping, I'm going and killing them. I'm the monster. I'm the one who...
Yeah.
I'm doing what the legends always were a vampire doing to us.
Ah.
And he's like, he takes the pills to die in peace, and he's like, I am legend. Like, I'm the human is going to be that next monster told for this new species.
That's cool.
Yeah. So, super different than the movie. Yeah. Which, when I saw the movie, I was like, damn it. That is kind of like...
Yeah.
Our, you know... I don't know, self-involved selves being like, no, we're going to survive. Like, yeah. I like that ending where it's like, no, something new comes
about.
That's
interesting. I like this.
Yeah. But to answer your question about what post-apocalyptic I would want, I guess I would rather Hunger Games than a zombie.
Actually, at least, I would probably go with The Stand by Stephen King. That one.
I never read The Stand. But that's like the Antichrist is actually around, right? Like, isn't that like a devil dude?
Yeah.
Yeah, like I...
They defeat him, though. So.
Well, yeah, but like, I guess if I had to pick a post-apocalyptic world, I want to pick the one that's like... a better chance of surviving and like things are
I'm
like,
saying if I could live if I was like one of the survivors in The Stand I would do that. Yeah,
I want to survive in the post-apocalyptic world with Godzilla.
Teresa's says alright, screw these people.
Yeah, I can just be like a fly on his shoulder or something.
Yeah,
I'd really think about an actual post-apocalyptic story where I'd be like, yeah, that's the one.
I guess The Hunger Games is kind of not that bad, I guess.
Yeah, it's like, oh, okay,
it's terrible.
Kids go kill themselves, but I at least get to watch, you know?
Yeah, at least you have entertainment. Yeah.
Yeah. What is another one? Maybe, I don't know. I'll have to think about
Isn't it like Divergent of Post-Apocalypse? I never read that.
I think so. I never read or watched
it. I know Maze Runner, there's like a, it's like a game too. It's like a giant, like they live in the middle of the maze or whatever, and they can't get out. So.
Yeah,
that's like I think it's a game.
I started reading the book. I never finished it.
Oh yeah, there was like another like sickness or something too that happened.
Okay,
and that one.
Mad Max.
No, definitely not.
No,
that's almost like road level, like crazy. Like why? Why even bother?
They didn't even know if there was an ocean anymore, or there wasn't an ocean. I don't remember.
I don't know.
I don't remember what there was.
It was in the middle of
because they're in like Australia. Yeah. Would you want to live in the post-apocalyptic world where Sauron won?
Interesting. Well, could you still go to the Undying Lands across the Grey Sea?
You might have to swim.
Probably wouldn't make it.
Probably wouldn't make it.
Ah. That would be awful, I guess.
What if Voldemort would have won? Would it have been a post-apocalyptic, or would it just...
No, because that's... society's still alive, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So...
It was very broken, so like they couldn't like think or do.
It'll be like a dictatorship, or whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it would suck, but civil society, I guess.
Would you rather be in the post-apocalyptic world or on the boat with a tiger?
Oh man, probably post-apocalyptic world.
What if it's this post? But it's the road or the boat with the tiger?
I'll take the boat.
Because I was just curious.
The road is hopeless.
The whole road is hopeless. You at least feel like you could
a little bit on that boat with the kid.
Or at least, I guess, like, there's a cool way to die is by a tiger. I'd rather die getting eaten by a tiger than a person.
Right.
Just saying.
And he had a lot of fish to eat, so it's not like he was okay.
Yeah. Then you have to drink, like, he had to drink the blood from the turtles.
Oh, right. Yeah. That wouldn't, I could do that. Yeah.
Suck some blood out of a turtleneck.
Definitely.
Nice.
All right. Well, any thoughts about the road, Jared?
No, I think we talked a lot about it. I do. Yeah. I'm glad that we talked about it.
It's a short
book,
so it's kind of a short conversation.
It's not like, there wasn't, like, the huge character study to dive into, it felt like, so.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah. Just plot points.
But I'm glad that we talked about it. I think that I did. Funny enough, I do think I like it a little bit more, but not like.
It's not like how we both came around in the Pet Cemetery, right?
Yeah, exactly.
After the conversation, it's not the same level. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, that's good. It's not like we love everything we read.
Yeah. So, would you recommend?
No.
No.
I don't think I would unless there was a specific thing where somebody was like, I want to read something depressing. I want to read something like. That I've never experienced before. Then I'd be like, I think you should try out The Road, quick read. And I would say up front, no hope. But it's different, so you might like it.
Yeah.
You know?
Is it, do you think it counts as a classic? Like, is it a great American novel? Would you put it in that category?
Interesting.
Like, To Kill a Mockingbird is.
I feel like I have to read more. But it is an interesting thought because it is so much more different than all the other post-apocalyptic stories where there is something that they're holding on to. There is hope, like, whereas this one is... Like, I think that has to do with partly why this story is so kind of...
So harrowing, yeah.
Yeah, because, it's so harrowing. It's so, like, there is no hope, but you're just surviving. You're just doing it to do it. So there's that level of when things are just different where you're like, well, I liked it because I've never seen that before. I've never experienced that before.
Right.
You know? There is a level of
that. A little bit of Mad Max, I guess.
Yeah. But even in Mad Max, like, I mean, I haven't watched the old ones, but, like, even in, like, the new one, Fury Road, it did feel like, well, there was water in that town. Like, it was just, they had these horrible people ruling over them.
Yeah.
You know, you had that feeling of, like, or, like, all, like, Max, like, you have that thing where, like, you know, he wouldn't say his name until the very end when Furiosa would, like, if they thought she was dying, he's like, my name's Max. Like, he kind of found that connection, some reason to, like, keep going, and with Nicholas Holt's character and the one slave woman, how he was like, my purpose was to die, and I didn't die. And, you know, he, and it's like him falling in love with her. Like, there's all these, like, different, like, character elements at play where it makes you feel like, even though this is a horrible world, you still see, like, the humanity that's left.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas in this
much
one,
more
you just,
than in this.
Yeah, much more. Yeah. So.
Okay.
But yeah, I would recommend it in that sense. But if it's a classic, I would want to read more books. But is it because America's so young that we think of, like, it's an American classic? Like, you know what I mean?
I wouldn't categorize it.
You wouldn't categorize it as a classic?
I would probably recommend it because it's such a fast read. Mm-hmm. That for that reason alone, because, Mike, you could probably read it in like a day or two.
Yeah.
So, like, go ahead because it's fast.
Yeah. I think you could read this in like less than 6 hours.
Probably. Yeah. If I time myself, yeah, it probably was that short. Because I mean, you read in a day, right? Two?
Like, pretty much like a day and a half. Yeah. It was literally, like, I think I was... Normally, I'm a very slow reader. Normally, with a normal book, I'm, like, 30 pages an hour. Like, I'm slow. But this one, it was, like, I was like, oh, shit, 60 pages in an hour. I was like, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Big print. So.
Yeah.
But, I, for that reason alone, themes be damned, I guess. But, you know, just it's fast. You'll get something out of it, I guess. It'll be different reads, it's like different. You said. So. That part of it, for sure. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't make it a classic at all.
Wouldn't?
I wouldn't categorize it that way.
I would have to get, like, I would need a list, like, somebody to be like, all right, there's a finite amount of classics you can have. These got to be the best of the best books.
I think there is. I think there's, like, a BBC, like, top 100 books.
Mm-hmm. Top 100 books. I don't know if
like
I would say
it's like... Century, something like that. And I think that's on it. But I think the road is on it.
I do understand the sense of, like, being, like, it's because it's so new... And I even get more so being like an American classic. Like if this, I don't know if it's an American published book. I can't remember. Is it?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. Like if like being like all right, like you know, because America is relatively new, 250 years or whatever. Being like, here are the books that are the best. Because it does. And even though it's not the first post-apocalyptic story, but like it does feel different than all the others, and it does showcase our this time period's obsession. It seems with post-apocalyptic stories. You know.
Right.
So in that sense, it's definitely grabbing something of our interest in really showcasing it.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's why it's partly a classic.
Okay. I could see part of that argument, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like I'd have a lot more books I'd throw on there before that.
Right.
Just on the top of my head, even.
Even the top of your head?
Yeah. Because, I mean, we didn't love it, so that's probably part of it. I'm sure... I mean, it's got a really good rating, and, like, people love it. Won the Pulitzer Prize.
Is it because we're dumb? We're just cavemen at this point.
Is it?
I don't know. We are.
I don't know. I feel like we read a lot.
I swear a lot. I don't have a lot of good vocabulary.
No, I mean, like, no, we're a culture. We read a lot. We watch a lot of movies and shows, and I feel like we're on top of a lot of the... Even the history stuff, like, the older, like, fiction and media, like, we
try to, like, get
the... I've watched Citizen Kane. You know, like, I'm aware of these, like, classics and stuff, so it's not like I'm not aware of, like...
Is some of this stuff partly because somebody tells you it's a classic?
Possibly.
Like, there is a level of being, like, is it really that good? Is it really that good? Because, you know, for whatever reason, people like to be different.
You
know,
it, though, like,
oh, really? Yeah, I didn't know until I saw it. I'm like, why isn't? I didn't know this book was a classic.
Okay.
Until I told you.
Someone at that store felt it was and put it on there.
Mm-hmm.
But it did win the Pulitzer Prize, so
right.
It's like,
see, I wonder if I'm like that, like where if somebody tells me this is the best, if I'm gonna be like just automatically contrary and be like, I don't know about that.
Human nature.
Exactly. What did happen to me once recently where with this last set of Oscar movies, they had this movie called Mank that came out. It was with Gary Oldman, it was black and white, and it was about how I can't remember his name, Mankiewicz wrote Citizen Kane.
Oh, cool.
I never saw Citizen Kane yet, so there was that level of me being like, I'm not gonna get all of this because I never saw Citizen Kane, but I watched it and I 100% had that feeling going into it, and when I started, I'm like, this is going to be one of those Oscar-nominated movies. It's in black and white. It's about something that happened. It's about Hollywood. Yeah. Isn't this so great? And I definitely had that feeling going into it being like, this is just going to be one of those Oscar-baity movies. And literally the second the movie ended, I went, fuck, this movie's great.
Okay.
I was like, fuck, this is one of my favorite movies of the year. Like, where I was like, of all the Oscar movies, I was like, damn it. I was just such a... judgmental jerk, but this movie was great.
That's great, though. So, don't you love that?
Like, I do like that.
Yeah,
I like that.
But for the most part.
Yeah, for the most part. I feel like sometimes we have that tendency. Yeah.
But yeah, so maybe that's part of it. So, mm-hmm. But I wouldn't say it's one of the best novels I read either. So,
okay.
Unfortunately, I don't know.
Next one.
Yeah,
next one will be the best one ever.
We haven't discussed that. What are we going to read next?
What do you want to read next? What are the ideas we've thrown around? Like, I know we've thrown around.
We said The Handmaid's Tale. Isn't that post-apocalyptic?
It might be.
I don't even know.
Just continue the trend.
Dune.
We said Dune. We said Dracula and Frankenstein.
Right.
But so, do we want to wait more for an October for one of them?
Well, I'll be very busy at school again.
Oh, right.
If we wanted to do Dracula before school started up for me, then I could just release it.
Well, around Halloween. Oh, that's a good idea. We could just release it then.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. We could always do that. Is there another book that you wanted to read for the summer? Because who chose To Kill a Mockingbird? You kind of gave me credit for that one.
I think so.
You kind of gave me the credit for that because you said, like, what should we read? And I was like, well, I've never read this. This one was just a suggestion that we both kind of had it in mind. It, yeah.
Because the way The Last of Us connection.
You can pick the next one.
Yeah, I guess we'll figure it out in the next couple days.
Okay.
So.
I'm going to leave it in your hands.
All right.
Unless it's a book I hate.
I'll propose something. We'll see.
Better propose. Better be a man.
On a masculine story. All right. Well, I think we're going to end it here, Jared. It was great talk. Great talk.
It was fun.
So. Yeah. All right. Okay. We'll see you guys next time. And we don't know what we're going to read next, but it'll be a surprise for everybody. All right.